Galim chapter 7, Mishnah 4, Behemesh and Nimtzeis Mirushalayim v'ad Migdal Eder. If there's an animal found between Jerusalem and Migdal Eder, which was a town near Jerusalem, now, and there's an animal found wandering around, so ukubinas lechol rech, in that kind of distance in any direction from Jerusalem, now we found an animal walking around. Now we don't know if this animal is a sacrificial animal or not. And if it's been designated as a sacrificial animal, you can't do anything with it. It has to be sacrificed as a sacrificial animal. So we're going to assume that this animal has been designated by someone as a sacrifice because it's close to Jerusalem. And the only question then is, what kind of sacrifice do we offer it up as? Zacharim, so says the Mishnah, if it's a male animal, oilus. The majority of male animals, right, are burnt offerings. So we're going to take, if it's a male male animal that we found, we're going to take it to the temple and we're going to offer it up as a burnt offering. The kavos, if it's a female animal, zivchei shlamim. So the majority of female animals were shlamim offerings. We're going to take it to the temple and offer it up as a shlamim offering. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he says, aroi lipsachim. Psachim kodim l'regel shloshim yom. If it's 30 days before the festival, people have already started setting aside the animals for Pesach, so then you can assume that it's a Pesach offering, and you can offer it up as a Pesach offering. But he brings over here that the locha does not follow Rebbe Yehuda. So if it's a male, you're going to offer it as a burnt offering. If it's a female animal, you're going to offer it as a peace offering.